We have a couple minutes before 8 o'clock. You can talk amongst yourselves. So I spoke to Rabbi Perlin today, and she sends her regards. And believe it or not, she said that it wasn't snowing in California. I said, I don't believe it. She said, yes. We begin our Shabbat service. This is the weekend in anticipation of Thanksgiving, and it's such a wonderful time as those that have family that come in from near and far, and friends, just a beautiful time to be together. For me, my mother's very happy that I'm on the East Coast right now, and my sister's even happier because I'm now the designated driver to pick my mother up. and to return her at the end of the evening. But there really is this kind of magic about Thanksgiving. And as I travel the country, one of the most beautiful things is when congregations of different faith traditions come together on Thanksgiving. And it's a celebration, really, of the dream. I was looking this week at presidential proclamations of Thanksgiving. One of the first was George Washington, who spoke about it as a time of healing for the country. And another was Abraham Lincoln, who again spoke of it as a time of healing. In one community just outside of Boston, instead of the normal Thanksgiving service, we took a Jewish spin and did Torah study. Each of the clergy from the different congregations brought a sacred text from their tradition. It was a time to dialogue and a time to truly learn from one another and also to share. And that's truly the blessing of this time and this season as we approach the holiday. I'd like to invite Sandy Kleinman to lead us in the candle blessing. We'll be doing candle blessing number 2 on page 12.
We have been taught in days of old that Shabbat begins at sundown, but sundown comes so early on the cold winter's day, and in summertime, the sun is like a child not wanting to go to bed. The summer light lingers in the sky even as we gather in prayer. So when does Shabbat begin?
Shabbat begins when we have set aside our work week with its busyness and lists. Shabbat begins when we are all together around the Shabbat table or in our sanctuary, both homes for us.
When we are finally together, we light and bless the candles. That is when Shabbat begins. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech olam. Asher kitchano b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher kitchano b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. Amen.
We continue with Shalom Aleichem on page 10.
Shalom,
as we prepare for Shabbat, times it's a wonderful practice to think back about the past week, to think of the first day, to think of Sunday, but then to think of Monday at work, think of what was completed, what was left undone. Think of Tuesday progressing, Wednesday. Think of Thursday and getting ready to end the week. And thinking of Friday, the things that still need to be done, but the things that we can set aside. And then think of the beauty of the entering Shabbat. We continue now with Lecha Dodi on page 14.
La 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 Lecha Dodi. La 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 Likrat Kala. La 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 B'nei Shabbat.
B'nei Shabbat Nikarila.
Continue standing for Baruch Hu on page 17. page 18. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. The bottom of page 19. Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, the wisdom, and the values of Torah. We in turn continue to choose to open our minds, hearts, and spirit, and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah. In our life's journey, to understand and uphold your teachings. May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel and strengthen the bond with generations past through Torah. We continue with our perhaps most holy prayer, words from Deuteronomy, the prayer that grounds many of us, knowing that we are all connected to each other and to God. Shema, page 22. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha uvechol nafshecha uvechol ma'odecha ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinan tam levanecha v'dibar tabam b'shivtecha b'veitecha uvlechtecha v'aderech Uvshochbacha uvkumecha, ukshartam laot al yadecha, vehayu latotafot bene necha, uchtavtam al mezuzot betecha, uvisharecha, lema'an tizkeruv asitem et kol mitzvotai, vitem kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem. Asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiyot lachem l'Elohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way. When you lie down and when you rise up, bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Scribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. The middle of page 24. Every Shabbat, we stand at the shores of the sea with Moses and Miriam, tasting the salt and the freedom. In every generation, Jews have stood at the Sea of Freedom, singing songs of thanksgiving to God. Sometimes we sang with just voice, other times we used timbrel, piano, shofar, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai, is lifted from our sacred scroll and given voice and song. Said only in the evenings, the Hashkivenu asks God to protect us while we sleep and spread the sukkah of peace over us. Why a sukkah? A temporary, fragile structure. We ask for shelter not only when in our homes, but also when we are out in the world. Like our ancestors who lived in the fields and Sukkot during the harvests, we seek protection wherever we may roam. Even when we rise up out of the sukkah of slumber to our daily lives, we pray God may bless our people with peace. The words to Haparei Sukkot Shalom are in your service folder.
Baruch atah Adonai Haporei Sukkot Shalom. Shalom aleinu mi'al kol amo Yisrael.
From Exodus 31 on the bottom of page 27. Together, The people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath in every generation as a covenant for all time. It is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel, for in 6 days the eternal God made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day God rested and was refreshed. We enter the central piece of our worship service, the Tefillah, on page 29. Please rise. Adonai, Eloheinu v'Elohei Avotenu v'Imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'Kone HaKol, V'zocher chastei avot v'imahot, umevig ula livnei v'nehem, lema'an shemo ba'ahava, melech ozer u'moshia u'magen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'yazrat Sarah. Ata gibor l'olam Adonai, mechaye hakol ata rav l'hoshia, Mechalkel chayim bechesed, chaye hakol berachamim rabim. Somech noflim v'rofech cholim, umatir asurim, umekayem emunato lishene afar. Mi chamocha ba'al givurot, umi domelach, melech meimid umachaye, umatzmiach yeshua. V'ne'eman ata lahachayot hakol, Baruch Ata Adonai, Mechaye HaKol. The bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melochol Haaretz Kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. We continue together on the bottom of page 34. As the Sabbath descends, it enfolds us in the mantle of peace. It brings to us the precious gift of time, time to embrace family and friends, to reflect more deeply on the meaning and purpose of our lives, and to worship the beauty of holiness. May every Shabbat be a sanctuary of love and devotion, bringing contentment to our hearts, happiness to our homes, and blessing to our people and all humanity.
On this Shabbat, we think of peace, peace for the world, and God placing peace upon us and all humanity. We continue with Sim Shalom on page 40.
Shalom, Tov.
shalom.
Sim shalom.
Ova.
Tova uvracha. Sim shalom. Tova uvracha.
For a prayer for those who are ill. Mishaberach imotenu v'avotenu. Our God and God of our mothers and fathers, God of Sarah and Abraham, Rebekah and Isaac, Leah, Rachel, and Jacob, as you have been with our ancestors, with all who are in need of your healing, as we picture them in our minds, as we hold them in our hearts. Eternal God, may you send them refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf, healing of body, mind, and spirit. Eternal God, may the light of your presence be with them for comfort and for ease. For those who are nearing the end of their lives, may they feel your warmth and your love. Eternal God, may all feel your radiance and your blessing. Sustain their dear ones with your goodness and your love, and guide all who care for them to have skilled hands and understanding hearts. Baruch atah Adonai Rofei HaCholim, blessed are you, O God, who sends strength and healing to the ill. Amen.
Yishebeirach avoteinu mikor habracha leimoteinu, may the source strength who bless the ones before us, help us find the courage to make our lives a blessing, and let us say amen. Yishebeirach imoteinu mikor habracha le'avoteinu. Bless those in need of spilling with refuah shlema, the renewal of body, renewal of spirit, and let us say amen.
We pause. pause for our own thoughts and our own prayers.
Say shalom,
Improvah.
Ooh, say shalom,
Aneinu.
Ve akol Yisrael.
Imeru,
amen. Oh, say.
Rachel and Rob, and I say that traveling to many synagogues. Thank you so much. So as I travel the country, I get to hear many just incredible stories. And a very powerful one came from Bob Wolfson. He was the Associate National Director of the Anti-Defamation League and has roots in Omaha, Nebraska. And it was a tale I hadn't heard before. It's actually called, there's actually a book called The Cantor and the Klansman. And it's about Cantor Michael Weiser. He and his wife Julie had moved to Lincoln, Nebraska in 1991. And on one Sunday morning in the spring, in the summer, as they were unpacking, the phone rang. Cantor Weiser answered and heard a harsh and a hateful voice slowly saying, "You'll be sorry you ever moved to that house, Jew." The line then went dead. 2 days later, the Weisers received a thick brown package in the mail. There was a card on top that read, "The KKK is watching you." The packet contained a stack of flyers and brochures, including ugly caricatures of Jews, blacks, and race traitors being shot and hung, included other threatening messages. The Weisers called the police, and they said that the hate mail was probably the work of Larry Trapp. He was the state leader, the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. He was an avowed Nazi. He was suspected of joining with skinheads and Klansmen, and had been terrorizing the black community, Vietnamese and Jewish families in Nebraska and in Iowa. But Cantor Weiser got Trapp's number. He learned that Trapp was 42, disabled, and he was in a wheelchair. And he started leaving messages on Trapp's answering machine. He would say things like, "Larry, there's a lot of love out there." And then he'd hang up. "Don't you want some of that love?" He'd hang up again. And he did this once a week. One day, Trapp answered the phone. He said, "Weiser said, I heard you're disabled. I thought you might need a ride to the grocery store." One night, the Cantor's phone rang, and there was Larry Trapp. He said, "I want to get out of what I'm doing. I don't know how." Cantor Weiser and his wife drove to Larry Trapp's apartment that night. They talked for 3 hours. The home was full of Nazi paraphernalia. Eventually, though, they became close friends. When Larry Trapp became ill, he moved into the Weiser's home. It became a kind of a hospice. He was in one of their bedrooms, and as his health worsened, the Weisers were his caretakers and confidants. Larry Trapp renounced the Klan. He apologized to many of those that he had threatened. On June 5th, 1992, he converted to Judaism. He converted at the very synagogue they had previously planned to blow up. 3 months later, September 6, 1992, he died in the Weiser's home. Michael and Julie were beside him and holding his hands. At the funeral, Cantor Weiser said, quoting the tradition, "Those of us who remain behind ask the question, O God, what is man? We're like a breath, like a shadow that passes away." He said, "And yet somehow we know there's more to our lives than what first meets the eye." As a community, we're still reeling from the massacre of 11 innocent people at Tree of Life Or LeSimcha congregation in Pittsburgh. This event has filled us with grief, and our hearts still cry out. And I don't know if you've seen it, but as I've read papers and looked online, in front of the synagogue, there are Star of David memorials with the names of each of those who were killed, and around them are strewn flowers, each star the name of one of the victims. And at this moment, we're especially conscious of the acts of hate which have become such a curse. The list is long. The hate march in Charlottesville, which claimed the lives of Heather Heyer, Lieutenant H.J. Cullen, Trooper Pilot Burke M.M. Bates. The horror at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, where 49 people were killed. It's a club providing for the gay community. The massacre at Emmanuel African American Methodist Episcopal Church, which claimed 9 lives. The killing of 3 Muslim students at the University of North Carolina was a parking dispute, but underlying was a racial bias. I was in North Carolina at that time, and I can't tell you how much it hurt the community. The massacre, which took 6 lives at the Sikh temple in Wisconsin in 2012, each faith group, different people, come under attack. These killings emphasize the rising level of fear and hate which minority groups are experiencing. Tonight, I want to explore realities, roots, and responses to the hate. Let's begin with the realities. We see hate speech and vilification of others that is continuing to rise. The no-hold-bars insults, the smear tactics that we see in political campaigns, and the tacit acceptance of racism and bigotry. You know, it was vividly represented just this past weekend by a photo that went viral. It was from Baraboo, Wisconsin. It was the junior prom. There were several dozen young men, and their arms were raised in a Nazi salute. If you look up at the far right corner, you'll see Jordan Blue. In that split second when the photographer asked them to raise their arms, he was the one who refrained. You could call it a high school prank. You could call it being caught up in something that was spur of the moment. But if it wasn't for the climate that's pervading our society, everybody would have been a Jordan Blue. Everybody would have kept their hands at their sides. The next reality, though, is that the world is very different than it was 50 or 60 years ago. Today, in a school, when there's a racist remark, an anti-Semitic slur, a homophobic insult, administrators act quickly. The behavior is addressed. The student is taught to respect others. They're taught to see the hurtfulness of their words. In 2015, there was a march called the Journey for Justice. It recreated the march from Selma to Washington, D.C. It was a march for unfettered voting rights, for fair criminal justice system, uncorrupted and unfettered access to everyone to vote, sustainable jobs, a living wage, equity in public education. I was one of the participants just for a day, but one day walking through South Carolina in that heat. But here's the difference. 50 years ago, when the police might have attacked the protesters, here there was police protection. You know, one amazing moment came when a car kind of cruised past the marchers several times. And by the third time that it passed by, the SWAT presence was there. The car was pulled over. Police officers in vests pulled the person from out of the car. And there was the protection. We do live in a very, very different world. But the last reality is the pain of the victims. Last year, I was in San Bernardino, and there was a vigil remembering the 14 people who were killed at the Christmas party there. And the family and the friends held up posters of their loved ones. They spoke of them. And with news accounts, it feels distant. But when you listen to people speak about those who lost their lives, it becomes incredibly, incredibly vivid. So where does the hate come from? Like, if I could answer that question, we could do something about it, boy. But I would offer a few ideas from our tradition. The first is what I call envy and the soul story. Jewish tradition says that each person has a unique soul mission in the world, a task that he or she is sent to accomplish and is accomplished by that person and no one else. But sometimes we see people excelling at a task that we feel that we're called to do. And that can lead to envy and to hate. It's the story of Cain and Abel in the Torah. Abel makes an offering to God, and God accepts it. And Cain, is so jealous. Cain's, that's the story I want to live. There is an Aramaic commentary, a targum, translation with extra wording included, which offers Cain's words, and Cain says, "Late Dean, the late Dayan, there's no justice and there's no judge." Cain commits the first murder in the world, and that murder occurs because of envy. Hatred that arises when we see others and feel that way consumes and darkens the soul. Fear. My teacher of Jewish meditation said very simply, the human being has two states. One is fear and the other is loving kindness. Loving kindness is our natural state. Just, you know, feel those words. Loving kindness is our natural state. Doesn't that just lift your heart? Loving kindness is our natural state. And she would say that when we become overwhelmed, overstimulated, when the world just seems so busy, then fear arises. The remedy is meditation. The remedy is prayer. It re-centers the soul. But that fear, when it gets out of control, it makes people mistrust others, to see the worst in strangers. They're so afraid. And taken to the nth degree, it's racism, xenophobia, and violence. And the last idea is that there are those who use hate for personal gain. It's not about being afraid. It's not about being jealous. It's stirring up hate, creating the specter of enemies, real or imagined, to increase power at the expense of others. Tyrants and dictators around the world use this device again and again. So what's our response? What do we do in the world? You know, again, thinking about how much has changed over the last 50 years. You know, Eboo Patel, who has created the Interfaith Youth Corps, brings young people together to do works of community service. You know, he talks about the commonality he felt just as a kid with a Jewish kid. They were both at a birthday party. They both had to bring their own hot dogs and their own pans. They were both embarrassed to go into the kitchen to the hostess. And he says to the kid, "You had to bring your own hot dogs? I had to bring my own hot dogs. You had to bring your pan? I had to bring my... Your mom makes you do the extra math homework? My mom makes me do the extra math homework." That getting people of different traditions to work together to find a common ground of repairing the world, Eboo Patel is absolutely amazing. Another is just to think of the gifts of what we learned from others. You know, in the Dark Ages, it was my way was the only way. It was tribalism. It's pre-modern. You know, modernity just didn't work. Now in a postmodern era, there are just many different ways and many different gifts that different traditions give to one another. You know, I learned about personal prayer, about reaching out and holding someone's hand and praying with them when they're ill, from Christian ministers when I worked as a hospital chaplain. You want to know hospitality? Hospitality is when you're on the West Bank and visiting Palestinian communities, and you always receive a sweet or a coffee or a tea. In a Palestinian refugee camp, it was hot pita and coffees. You want to know about truth? Yeah, then it's the Sikh vision. There's a tradition of carrying a knife so that the sharpness of truth is there. Get incredible richness as we learn from others. There's also a marvelous program put together by the ADL called No Place for Hate. Saw this in Omaha. Every single high school in Greater Omaha came to our synagogue. We had the room to host. We had these huge mega muffins. And they spend a whole day learning about hate. And then they take the No Place for Hate pledge. I pledge from this day forward to do my best to combat prejudice, to stop those who, because of hatred or ignorance, would hurt anyone or violate their civil rights. I will try at all times to be aware of my own biases and seek to gain understanding of those who I see to be different from myself. What an amazing thing, an entire community bringing high schoolers together, representatives from each and every school, to say that pledge. And I think there is power when faith traditions come together. It's something I call the willing suspension of belief. When there was the great debate about torture, about Guantanamo, about Abu Ghraib, there was a conference sponsored by Evangelicals for Human Rights, and it brought together evangelicals, imams for human rights, rabbis for human rights, the Catholic Church, the African American Church, the Friends. A friend who was Methodist said, couldn't we have Methodists for human rights? Military leaders were brought in to speak to the group. And it was a time when, at root, each faith tradition sort of said, mine is the way to God. But everybody put that aside for a higher purpose. And when we can do that and unite for that higher purpose of protecting humanity, then we have an amazing world. Final thought from the Talmud. Rabbi asked, how do we know that night is over and day has arrived? One student replied, night is over and day arrives when you can see a house in the distance and determine if it's your house or your neighbor's. Another responded, night is over and day arrives when you see an animal in the field and see if it belongs to you or your neighbor. A third said, night is over and day has arrived when you can see a flower in the garden and know its color. No, 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 the rabbi thundered again and again. Night is over and day begins when you look at the face of the person beside you and see that that person is your brother or your sister. Night has ended and day has arrived when you face the face of God and each and every other. Oseh shalom v'ramal v'yaseh shalom aleinu v'alkol Yisrael v'emru, amen. May the one who sends peace to the high heavens send peace to us, to Israel, and all humanity. And let us say, amen. We continue with the aleinu. We continue with the solo that Rachel reminded me not to forget tonight. Man, it just takes me a while in each new congregation to remember what I'm doing. And we planned out a really nice one.
What will we hope for when we've beaten all disease? When our bodies are all strong and our minds can rest at ease? Well, until then, I'll keep hoping till I can't hope anymore and teach the children what they must hope for.
What will we wish for when freedom rules the land? Mercy tempers justice under our law's gentle hand. Well, until then, we'll keep wishing till we can't wish anymore and teach the children what they must wish for.
hope new hopes, wish new wishes, and pray our work is done. And on that sacred day you shall be one, and your name shall be one. What will we pray for when we finally live in peace? When we see God in each other's faces and make all wars cease? Well, until then, I'll keep praying till we can't pray anymore, and teach the children what they must pray for. And on that sacred day, hope new hopes, wish new wishes, and pray our work is done. And on that sacred day, you shall be one, and your name shall be one. You shall be one, and your name shall be one.
We continue with the Aleinu on page 53. For those who are able, please rise.
You may be seated. Page 57. We all stand together to remember those whom we have loved and lost, to remember those whose lives were taken because of who they were or what they believed, to remember those who perished in the Holocaust or by acts of terrorism, to remember those who died in service of our country or of our people, to remember those who have no one left to say Kaddish, to remember all their lives and the blessings they brought to the world, we all stand together. On this Shabbat, we remember during the year of mourning our beloved members, Sheldon Miller, Toby Konigsberg, Betty Davison. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Boo Torkel, friend of the Copeland family. The victims of the Pittsburgh massacre, Joyce Feinberg, Richard Gottfried, Rose Malinger, Jerry Rabinowitz, Cecil Rosenthal, David Rosenthal, Bernice Simon, Sylvan Simon, Daniel Stein, Melvin Wax, Irving Younger. We remember Hildreth Bauer, mother of Scott Bauer, Dorothy Finger, aunt of Bernie Gordon, aunt of Michael Gordon. Jacqueline Elaine Fields, mother of Carly Fisher Maltese. And our hearts go out to the Simpsons, to Susan and Glenn and Daniel and Megan, on the loss of Herb Davidson, Susan's father, earlier this week. We remember the yearly anniversary, the Yahrzeits, this week, of Dr. Alvin Bierman, Leonard Morvay, Harry Ostroff, Shirley Flax, Ben Sidor, Keith Indermula, Ed Duffy, Glenn Lewis, Rabbi Dr. Jacob Petikowski, Alex Sirota, William Sparks, Milton Spielman, Ralph Winston, John Bessman, Sophie Holstein, Rita Naroff, David Earle, Lucille Jacobs, Phil Latondra, Helen Paulson, Moses Paulson, Sydney Rosenfeld, Jeanette Tinkelman, Joseph Rothenberg, Molly Rothenberg, Natalie Gershman, Ruth Gordon, Florence Lessis, Dorothy Lewis, Dr. Scott Mackler, Rabbi Alexander Schindler, Jacob Bernstein, Jenny Bernstein, Robert Carrion, Bernard Dolberg, Pat Flanagan, Ira Goldfarb, Evelyn Rotman, Rose Gold, Raisa Lenchik. We hold all of them in our hearts. We honor their memories as we rise and recite together Kaddish on page 60. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah, v'yalma divrach irutei v'yamlich malchutei, b'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chaye dechol beit Yisrael, b'agala uv'yizman kariv imru, amen. Yehei shemei rabah mevarach l'alam olmei olmaya, yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei, V'yatadar v'yatale v'yatalal shemei d'kutsha berichu. Le'ela min kol b'ruchata v'shirata, tushbachata v'nechemata, damiran b'alma v'imru amen. Yehei shlam arab amin shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. O se shalom b'mrumav, hu ya'ase shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen.
You may be seated. We move from this sacred moment of memory to raising the chuppah poles in celebration of those among us who have either November birthdays or November anniversaries. So come on forward if you have either one. I see a 48-year anniversary. I won't give the names. Let's see, 33, 31, let's see, 61. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Borei Bri Hagafen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidshanu Mitzvotav Keratz Avanu.
Shabbat shalom. should have added, in this month of Thanksgiving, we are thankful for all of you. So thank you for being here and part of the community.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I'm Neil Seiden, president of Temple B'nai Shalom. Whether you're here for a simcha or to remember a loved one, or this is just how you enjoy ending your week, welcome to our weekly Shabbat service. Mazel tov and happy birthday or anniversary to our celebrants tonight. Thank you, Brad, for your wonderful musical meditations and soothing start to our service tonight. Thank you, ushers Susan Biggs and Jim Sprung, greeters Pam and Brian Dettelbach, and Oneg helpers for supporting our service tonight. Thank you, Rob and Rachel, for leading us in song, sharing your gifts of music. And thank you, Rabbi Crystal and Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship tonight, and for quite an eye-opening and inspirational sermon, Rabbi Crystal. And it's great to see you back on the Bima, Rabbi Rappaport. As always, I urge you to read the weekly email and the monthly call. Links to lots of great information, a few highlights from this week's weekly email. There's still time to sign up and donate to the Crop Walk on Sunday, this coming Sunday, November 18th, and to register to walk. As of tonight, TBS members have donated nearly $4,200 for that worthy cause, feeding our local community and those in need. The temperatures on Sunday are predicted to be below average, but the warmth and generosity of your hearts and your goodwill is well above average. Contact Tammy Stein for any details. I hope you exercised your franchise and voted last week. With the midterm elections now over, you can meet your local elected representatives and possibly our very own Kathy Tron from the state, local, and federal level up close and personally. We're putting together a group to attend the Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Washington, the Locks and Legislators event on Wednesday, December 12th. I think it's 8:30. Yep, Bob is gone. Bob Budoff can share some details with you at Oneg. I hope you saw the flyer in the weekly email and information on our website for our Giving Tuesday campaign to help beautify our temple. It's not too early to put TBS on your Hanukkah gift list. Rabbi Crystal mentioned that for him, Thanksgiving is a magical moment, and it is for many of us as well. Please be sure to join us here at TBS this Wednesday night for our joint Thanksgiving service with Abiding Presence. This interfaith service is part of the fabric of who TBS is and something I personally look forward to attending each year. I hope to see you here at that magical event. Wishing you a peaceful Shabbat and a good next week. Shabbat Shalom.
As we pray for security and safety for all of us, we join together in the song Benediction on page 64. And this is a stand and sway. Touching anyone else is optional.
Bivoecha, bivoecha.
blanket of peace, of understanding, of love, of inclusion. Cover us, our country, and all our world. And may we, through our actions, help weave that blanket and spread it from sea to sea. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.